Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. The embarrassment that is the Biden administration continues, and these comments from the Gold Star families who met with him at Dover Air Force Base, they really are telling. And the examples of his poor conduct. I'm just thinking of trying to think of a nice way to phrase it. I mean, it's just downright childish in some cases. But I'll say his poor conduct. And the problem that arises from this is that the vast majority of the legacy news media simply choose to ignore it, or they are actively covering up the terrible behavior. Those are your two options. I can't tell you which one it is, but I can tell you those are the two options. It's one of the many reasons that on a daily basis, and I mean multiple times a day, I am at uncoverdc.com. Uncoverdc.com, for my money, is one of the best websites. It's real people. It's real honest-to-goodness journalism. Do you remember that? Used to be all the rage. Was all the rage for a while. Tracy Beans is the editor, the publisher of UncoverDC.com, and I'm always thrilled when she's able to make a couple of moments for us. Tracy, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's terrible what's happening.
It is. Give me your sense. Tracy, you're in D.C. You see these folks inside the Biden administration that, I don't know, they either don't care or they don't know enough to care. What's the real deal, you think?
Oh, they know enough. That's not the issue at all. They absolutely know enough. I just read a report that they disallowed members from reading the names of those who died in Afghanistan on the House floor today. So that's what Nancy Pelosi's focused on. It's terrible, you know. There was a mother who had lost her son, who came out and you know, she met Joe Biden and gave him a few choice words for the reasons that you'd briefly mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And she's been kicked off of Instagram for it. This is what's happening in this country, where we have hundreds, as per the State Department, I'd guess it's thousands, still stranded over in Afghanistan after the final plane is left for back home. And the State Department preventing any American planes from leaving to bring back Americans to their homeland. It's a travesty. I don't know what is happening with the Biden administration right now.
Well, Tracy, let me ask you to review a couple of those issues. Now, if I understand you correctly, members of the House of Representatives, as has been done forever and ever and ever, wanted to pay tribute to some of our fallen 13 service members who were killed in Afghanistan. You're telling me that the Speaker of the House prohibited them from doing that?
Yes, there was a Facebook post. I said Facebook. It might as well be
a Facebook post.
I'm just looking for it. I got it lost in my messages here. From a representative that said Nancy Pelosi just disallowed us from being able to read the names of the fallen on the House floor.
Oh, God. You know, Tracy, I've been doing this a long time, and I've seen political operatives on both sides of the aisle. I've seen some folks that I just sort of step back and go, man, you're just crazy. I just don't get this. How can even Nancy Pelosi has been there long enough to play the game to go, all right, let them just pay tribute to these people and we'll move on. what on earth can they be thinking?
It was Congressman Carlos Jimenez said how badly do Nancy and Pelosi and the House Democrats want to carry cover up this Afghanistan debacle. They just blocked members of Congress from reading the names of the service members who sacrificed their lives in Afghanistan this week.
Oh my gosh.
It's terrible. This is not how we're supposed to conduct ourselves.
No.
And, you know, when you've got foreign leaders basically having to direct their forces to save Americans instead of American forces doing it, and you have the leader of the free world during press conferences saying, you know, they told me I shouldn't answer these questions. You have to wonder who is running the country.
That's a question that I want you to try and answer. Tracy Beans is with us. She is the editor. She is the publisher of UncoverDC.com. Again, as far as I'm concerned, someplace you ought to be stomping on a regular basis, real people, real journalism. Tracy, you too have been around the block once or twice. Have you ever seen, do you have any sense when Joe Biden says these things? I mean, he looks, with the exception of the newspaper, you know, holding the newspaper that shows the date, half the time the man looks like he's in one of those hostage videos. Like he's looking straight ahead. His eyes are just set up like he really doesn't know what's going on. And then when he says, oh, I've been instructed not to answer questions. Well, who the hell instructs the president of the United States on what he should or should not do?
That's exactly right. And, you know, I don't have any confidence in any of the people he's appointed to senior leadership either.
Yeah.
You know, Kamala Harris just took a picture in front of a communist icon. And so, yeah. I mean, this is what is like, I'm really blown away. I really am. I mean, what has happened in Afghanistan has been absolutely disgusting. If you follow, there was a Marine commander who spoke out last week about what was happening and demanded accountability from his superiors for the mistakes that have been made to sort of try to build up some morale among the troops who are basically feeling like they've, you know, 17 years and all of their friends and loved ones who have passed was for nothing so that the Taliban could just remain in power in Afghanistan. His name is Stuart Scheller. And they, you know, they basically removed him from duty. He resigned in a video and then now today a letter on Sunday. And they brought him in for a mental health evaluation. While Nancy Pelosi focuses on January 6th, I don't know if you know that they released another tranche of requests for information. And one of the requests was to the Trump administration to have communications between the administration and certain people turned over to this commission that they're using to investigate the terrorists here at home. And I'm actually on that list.
What?
Yes. Yes, I am on the list.
Now, I got to be honest with you, Tracy. I don't know whether to offer congratulations or condolences. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment, isn't it?
Honestly, I must be doing something right to be on Nancy Pelosi's radar. But
yeah.
The point is that, you know, the Department of Homeland Security is issuing terror warnings saying that, you know, basically anyone to the right of Antifa are our domestic terrorists. Well, they arm with $80 billion worth of leftover, you know, taxpayers' equipment and weapons and Black Hawk helicopters and
yep.
all kinds of other stuff, the actual terrorists.
Yes, yes. Tell me a little bit about what you are hearing as you continue, again, the heavy lifting in D.C., because Lord knows there's nobody except UncoverDC.com doing this. We've seen the images, of course, of the Taliban flying Black Hawks around, I believe it was the Kandahar province, with bodies that are hanging from them, you know, as a lesson, as a message to people not to get out of line. And then we hear 1 week ago today, Jen Psaki says there are no Americans stranded in Afghanistan. And earlier today, the spokesflack over the Pentagon says, oh, yeah, of course we've got folks stranded there. But you know what? Not to worry. We've got Americans stranded all the time. It is like the little clown car has pulled up. Are you hearing anything about efforts to rescue those stranded Americans?
Yes, but not by the United States government, by private contractors.
Yeah. My friend Glenn Beck and his listeners were able to raise, I think it was $27 million, and they got a lot of folks out of there, and there's some other great groups that have stepped up to this. But as you point out, our American government is conspicuous by its absence.
its absence and its absolute interference with rescue missions by disallowing people to leave. The State Department is coming in and saying, you can't leave here. You can't fly out of here. You can't get through this checkpoint. You can't leave. They're literally actively working against the private contractors, former Special Forces units that have taken up the mantle to go in and save Americans, and also the Afghani families that have worked with Americans side by side for some, in some cases, you know, two decades over there. And so our own State Department is basically sentencing these people to certain death because they've provided the Taliban with a list of where they are and who their people are. They gave them a list. It's too crazy to be just incompetent. I wish I didn't have to say that, but there's got to be some other reason why this is happening.
Well, you answered my next question, and that was, is it just gross incompetence, or is there some other agenda that, quite frankly, is more terrifying than just not being up to the job?
You know, they squelched what happened in Benghazi for years and years and years. They had commission after commission, and it was basically a show, a parade. And, you know, I don't think they'll be successful doing that this time around. And to be honest, they don't have the support of a lot of the legacy media. They're asking questions. They're not getting good answers. They're not fact-checking them, but they're at least asking questions for once about what's going on. I don't know how you can cover up something of this magnitude to a way that would be satisfactory to continue on. And there's going to come a time where it gets too big for them to continue to sit on.
Yep.
And so once those FOIAs start rolling in, I'm interested to see how they handle that.
Tracy, I say this every time. Number one, I appreciate you making time for us. I know how busy you are, and I want you to let folks know how they can support your efforts at UncoverDC.com.
Well, it's always my honor to talk with you. You're one of the best. I love being on your show. You guys can go to UncoverDC.com/support. Every little bit helps. Super important. We have no advertising on our website. We publish so you guys can consume information that's actual journalism and not lies and propaganda. So I appreciate anyone who could support us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we will, as we always do, get it up on the websites and social media and all that and distribute that as widely as possible. And I just urge you to stay strong. Keep doing the work you're doing up there. And I'll certainly look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.
All right. Thank you. That is Tracy Bean. She is the editor and publisher of UncoverDC.com. You know, she had a very interesting comment at the end there. I don't know if you caught it, where she said even some of the legacy news media types, are now asking questions. It's clear to all that there's something very bizarre going on inside that Biden White House. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.